A welcome guest on our programme this morning is the Minister for Trade and Development, Minister Joe Costlow. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning.
Now, Minister, you were possibly the prime mover or one of the people who were launching Africa Week for this year.
Well, I'm very much involved in this indeed. We already launched it with the Lord Mayor and with some of the African ambassadors at the Mansion House, and we will be having the official opening next Friday, the 25th, and Africa Day will not just be Africa Day, it will be Africa Weekend, 25th, 26th and 27th.
Yes, well, it is May the 25th is actual Africa Day, but we
That's
have
correct.
Gone from being just a once-off to a whole week of celebrations.
Yes, we have indeed, and I think it's a very interesting development. Africa Day was first marked in Ireland by the government in 2006, and now it has expanded to quite a series of events, for example, as well. Well, first of all, you might say that Africa Day will be celebrated in the major cities in Ireland, Dublin, Cork, Galway, Limerick, and then there will be other local authorities and towns where the celebrations will take place, and the celebrations are being organised jointly by the government and by the local authorities, which is a good combination because that brings in both the national and the local element to it. But we will proceed at the actual weekend with a number of events too. For example, on Wednesday we have an event in Trinity College Dublin called Scaling Up Agriculture, which is sharing challenges and experience of modernising agriculture in Ireland and Africa. So that's a conference that I will be speaking at, and that will be opening on Wednesday. And then on Thursday we have another seminar at the Royal Irish Academy with thematic panel discussions, Africa Day, Environment, Society and Space. And that'll be at the Royal Irish Academy. And then also we will have, I suppose, individual events like Morton Stadium in Santry on Saturday with what's called a One Human Race Africa Week Athletics 2012, which will be organised by SARI, which is Sport Against Racism Ireland.
Yeah.
And then we have all the different events that will be taking place in the various centres throughout Ireland.
Yeah, and for those who have even a passing interest in athletics, I believe one of the guests at the Morton Stadium is going to be the former Olympian Kip Keino.
That's right. He is indeed. Kip Keino is going to be the guest, and he will be awarding the prizes, or will be giving the prizes to the winning athletes. So it's going to be a particularly distinguished event with a distinguished sports person indeed,
yeah,
representing Africa.
Yeah, I think it's worth reiterating. I've come to the George's Dock weekend in a moment, but I think it's worth reiterating that you mentioned local councils around Ireland. Sort of the African diaspora is spread all over the country now.
It is indeed. It is indeed. It's all over the country, and it's very important. I think that is the local mechanism that we use, the local authorities of the various parts of Ireland, the various counties in Ireland, that the various local authorities are engaged in this event. For example, on Saturday I will be speaking at an event in Dundalk, because Dundalk has a particular connection with Malawi. So we'll be honouring that particular connection that has been going on for years. And quite a lot of local authorities throughout the country indeed have twinning elements or other connections with various parts of Africa as well. So there is, as well as there being the traditional missionary connection, as well as there being the overseas development connection, which is what the formal government connection is, there's a huge number of local liaison groups in place between different African communities and countries. And then there's a huge number of local authorities who have made connections with various countries in Africa too. So it's quite a complex relationship.
It is indeed. I want to come to Irish Aid in a moment. I know that's something near to your heart. But I mentioned that the festival on the 26th and 27th of May down in George's Dock, there are going to be stalls from all over 20 African countries with free food samples, arts and crafts, best dress competition, fun for all the family.
That's it. That's the intention, that it's an opportunity for Africa to what's best bib and tucker, so to speak, and to dress up, traditional dress, different countries, traditional foods, different countries, crafts, events, dances, music, all about a bit of a flacule and a ceile, to combine the lot together and to have a genuine, lively, diverse event where an opportunity is for Africa to display its culture and display itself, and for Irish people to be able to come along and to engage and see what Africa is all about.
Yeah, I think it's rather important that we stress the positive aspects of African culture. It's had a lot of bad news this year, but I won't ask you to go into that. But as I say, I know Irish Aid is very dear to your heart, and it's something that we're continuing to roll out.
It is. Interesting enough, the King and Queen of Lesotho are here today. They're visiting off to a school in County Dublin at the present time. They will be meeting the President. And Lesotho is one of our programme countries, one of the poorer countries in Africa, which is surrounded by South Africa. But Ireland has an aid programme which really follows up on a very strong and honourable missionary tradition in Africa over the years, where an awful lot of education and health and development has taken place. Ireland now has an overseas development aid programme, and it is focused very much on Africa. We have nine programme countries. Two of those are Vietnam and East Timor, and the other seven are in Africa, and they are in what we call sub-Saharan Africa, which is the poorest part of Africa. So our focus is very much on the poorest of the poor in that respect, and we're very much informed by our own legacy, if you like, of famine and death that occurred in the 19th century. So there's a great generosity amongst the Irish people to assist where people are starving, where there are catastrophes, where there's great need for medicine like HIV AIDS and for education and all of that. So it's something that comes out of our background and is there on a voluntary basis, has been in the past on a voluntary basis, but is also there on a government basis in terms of our overseas development aid, which is focused, as I said, in sub-Saharan Africa.
Yeah. Well, look, Minister, I imagine that you're going to be particularly busy this week. I mean, whether you're busier than normal, I don't know. But I want to thank you for your time, and I hope to speak to you again in the future.
Thank you very much.